So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Final hour of Fans and the Pro, Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas. Here in about 20 minutes or so, we'll have Jake DeLone that'll be joining us. We'll talk a little bit about the Carolina Panthers and the New Orleans Saints that match up this Sunday at 3:25 in the Caesars Superdome. Should be a really, really good game. But right now, you know, we've talked a little bit about the high school games that have gone on Thursday night and playing currently now. Big one later on tonight, and we have Ian Onzon, who will spend a little time with us. He will have the call later on, him and Coach Lou and Coach Brent. Ian, how you doing?
Doing all right, Deuce. It's an exciting atmosphere here in the Superdome. And the game we're watching right now is at half. Gina leading Sterlington 12-7. This game a bit different from some of the other games we've seen. We've seen a lot of offensive games so far. This one, not so much. More of a defensive battle. Points hard to come by. Our first game today, Iowa beat North DeSoto 50-43 in the Division II non-select title game. The two teams put up 93 points between them, a total of 1,013 yards total offense between the two schools. Somehow not an LHSAA record, but defense certainly not mandatory in the first game today.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you when you talk about it, you know, not being mandatory. Was it just big plays, explosive plays, or was it just consistent driving and, you know, not being able to stop one another?
All of the above. And in Iowa's case, it came down to play in the trenches. Their offensive lineman, especially their big center, 6 feet, 305 pounds, he's a senior, he was opening holes as big as the Red Sea for the running backs to get through, and that's part of the reason why Iowa put up nearly 600 total yards of offense, 588, 405 of that on the ground. Their offensive line play was spectacular, but it came down to a big stop at the goal line late, and not only that, special teams play. A botched snap at the end of the game at the two-minute mark forced the punter to run back, grab the ball, and attempt to kick it. He got it off. A defensive player ran into him, drew a roughing the passer call, and that's what ended the game. Iowa was able to run the clock out.
Wow. Sounds like you guys have been treated to a fantastic show so far, and a pretty interesting one coming up later on tonight. You guys will be on the call. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, so this is a district rematch where St. Charles wiped the floor with Archbishop Shaw back in Week 10. It was a 24-0 final score, and a lot of that was because St. Charles's team, all three facets, played perfectly. The offense was explosive. The defense didn't give Shaw anything, and special teams did what it needed to do when it had to do it. The difference, though, is that now Archbishop Shaw is peaking at the right time. They've gone on a roll in the playoff. They went on the road to Shreveport, beat Loyola Prep. They went on the road, they shut out Vanderbilt Catholic, and now they come in with a chance to avenge a loss to a St. Charles team that has not sputtered at all this season. St. Charles knows a thing or two about winning state championships. They've won a bunch over the last few years, but not at the Class 4A level. Archbishop Shaw comes in, even though they were 6-4 in the regular season, they are the reigning defending Division II Select State champions. So they have a bit of an advantage. They have the championship, and to quote Ric Flair, to be the man, you've got to beat the man. Tonight, St. Charles has to beat the man. That'll be a big game, an interesting game. We're expecting a huge crowd because they're two New Orleans Metro teams. You mentioned Coach Lou Valden. He won't be in the booth with us tonight. Coach Hank Tierney suckered him back into coaching defensive line this year. Coach Lou's going to be on the sideline coaching the game tonight instead of up here with us.
Yeah, Coach Lou said he got some double dipping to go on. And Ian, thank you so much for that report. And definitely good luck tonight. Hopefully it's a fantastic game, and hopefully you guys have a fantastic call. And thank you for the update.
Thank you, Deuce. Appreciate it. And when Jake is on with you later on, tell him I love him and I miss him.
I definitely will. And so here's something that's interesting. I know Coach Mitch, who is the basketball coach over at Shaw, he is dying to get some of those football players back because he's got a couple guys that are hurt. And so Coach Mitch, he's complaining a little bit. I mean, it's helping his team because he's playing some of those younger guys. And, but he wants I know his quarterback over there, Red, is a phenomenal basketball player. He wants some of those guys back. And then you talk about the comments out of St. Charles Catholic over there. I had an opportunity to speak to their booster club a couple weeks ago, and it was before they played U-High. And they were just talking about that matchup and, just some of the things that they had done well and how, at that point I think the seniors – had won, I think it was 50 games over a four-year period. I mean, that's a lot of winning. That's a lot of winning. And so it's one, like you talked about, a district matchup. They've played each other earlier this year. Shaw wants a little bit of get back and, should be a phenomenal game. And I was down in a quarter and in the city earlier. A lot of the fans from both schools, that should be a huge matchup.
Oh, it certainly will, and this is going to be the last time these two teams play for a state title or in any district capacity, because next year St. Charles is moving down to 3A into Division III. Shaw is going to remain 4A and stay in Division II. So this will be the last time these two teams will get a chance to play each other unless they schedule each other in non-district play going forward. So a lot on the line tonight. You mentioned the fan bases will be here. It's going to be the first of a couple of exciting games involving New Orleans area schools over the next 24 to 36 hours. It's going to be fun to watch. It'll be a fun place to be tonight. If you've got nowhere else to be, the Superdome is the place to be in New Orleans tonight.
No doubt about it, Ian. And I would be remiss if I didn't ask or just get your thoughts on the Carr St. Aug matchup. That's one tomorrow. I think it's at 3:30. That's almost like a mini Super Bowl to some people, as far as just the amount of star power that you have. And you got the West Bank, you got kind of the East Bank. That battle, the battle of purple, and should be just a great game, and also a rematch.
It certainly will be. And part of the up here in the press box, we have a running bet over under 35,500 in attendance tomorrow. And I think everybody's taking the over, with some people predicting as many as 50,000 here. I spoke with one St. Aug alum earlier this week who tried to get tickets, and it took him a while because the LHSAA website crashed when he tried to purchase tickets. Thankfully, that was resolved, and he was able to get his ticket. But we're going to see a lot of alumni here tomorrow from St. Aug and from Edna Carr. You have two huge alumni bases, not only here in the city of New Orleans, but across the United States, and people are flocking back to see this. For St. Aug, first time in a state championship game since 1979. For Edna Carr, looking to win their 24th consecutive game. They have not lost a game since the semifinals 2 years ago. So two rivals in the Catholic League playing against each other in a game that's not only for a state title, but for bragging rights within the city of New Orleans. Two teams where the players know each other, the fans know each other, and where you're going to have a friendly rivalry that tomorrow may be a little bit more than a friendly rivalry. It's going to be, it doesn't matter which side you're on, you're going to be an enemy for 3 hours until the game is over.
Just enjoy the bands, my friend. Enjoy
Amen,
the bands.
Brother.
Enjoy
yes,
the bands. It should be electric in the Superdome, and I agree with you. I put it at around about 40,000. Easy.
Oh, yeah. It's right. I spoke with an LHSA official earlier. They've doubled security for tomorrow. They're opening up the middle deck. They're thinking about opening up even more seats, depending on what the ticket demand is. So they're making those adjustments to allow for a larger fan base than what they normally would have here at the Prep Classic.
Yep. Well, Ian, like I said, man, thank you so much for just giving us that update from the Superdome over over there with the high school championships. We definitely appreciate it. I'm going to go ahead and take a break now. As we will come back, we'll have Jake DeLome on. He does the radio for the Carolina Panthers. You're listening to Fans in the Pro with Deuce and Mike.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back to Fans in the Pro. Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas here with you for the next 30 minutes. So before we hand it off to Boomer and Valenti, and then at 7 o'clock we have the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup coming up, and we will have live coverage about the game, Archbishop Shaw and St. Charles Catholic here on WWL, and you can listen on the free Odyssey app. Right now we got a young man, Jake DeLome, who is former New Orleans Saints quarterback, Carolina Panthers quarterback, and currently the Panthers radio network analyst, joining us. Jake, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Deuce. How are you guys?
Doing pretty good. I got to ask you first, it's nothing to do with football, but how did the Ponies do today?
We ran one today. We ran third. He ran well. No excuse. Got beat. Kind of ran to his odds, which is fine with that. And we're almost back in Lafayette, dropping the horse off, and we'll be back tomorrow with three of them tomorrow at the fairground.
Wait, you don't keep the horse here?
No, we drive in the day of the race. So we left early this morning and got there and spent most of the day at the fairgrounds, and we ran about 3 o'clock. We were able to get out of New Orleans and didn't hit much traffic, so it was pretty positive.
Yeah, when you don't hit traffic, that definitely helps. I know Mike has a question or two for you, and then I can get back into the football side of it. But, man, that's a lot of driving. Who paying for all the miles?
Yeah, I'm lucky. Well, I do, but my brother's driving, so I'm just kind of sitting here. Actually watched a lot of film today, to be quite honest. It helps make the time go by.
Well, Jake, when you look at what's happened, you know, since Carolina played, they were off, right? Saints go into Tampa, get a victory. Atlanta plays Tampa on a Thursday night, get another victory. They've been off. They keep moving up the division scoreboard just by not playing. I mean, it's been that win over the Rams, was unbelievable in a lot of ways. I mean, to me, you look at the stats of that game. The Rams ran the ball well. The Rams were 4 of 6 in the red zone, 2 for 2, a goal to go. But and you're like, how could they lose this game? Because turnovers, man. The Rams were 2 of 5 on third down, 2 of 5, and 0 for 0 on fourth down. Time of possession, they lost by 11 minutes. But you can't win if you don't have the ball. And Carolina just owned the ball, and those turnovers were a killer.
No, they definitely were. And you know, when you go back and look at it, so the last time we played the Saints on, what, November 9th. So we're coming off a win in Green Bay against the Packers, right? So everybody's assuming that it's just going to be a cakewalk, right, and you're going to be the Saints. And I did numerous interviews that week, and I guess just watching film, it's like, I don't see it happening. I mean, we're going to have to play well. One, Shuck's playing. It'll be his second start, full start, right? And then, but Taysom Hill was back. Chase Young is back. He started getting some guys back. And sure enough, the Saints came in, and in my opinion, I thought they controlled the line of scrimmage, especially the defensive line. And we couldn't run the football, and we didn't throw it well. And, you know, came out, you guys came out there with a win. And then we go to Atlanta, and the whole week, everybody's talking about how the Panthers, we threw for over 200 yards one time, all season long. Go to Atlanta, and Bryce just goes out and throws for 448 yards, and we get a win. And so that happens. And then you go to San Fran, Monday night game, don't play well at all. Really don't. San Fran had something to do with it. On a short week, had numerous guys get hurt in that game, come back to play the best team in football, in my opinion, the Rams. And sure enough, we come out with a win. And we come out with a win because we were very effective throwing the football, 15 to 20. Bryce had three touchdowns, very effective on third and fourth down. But three turnovers are critical. But Derrick Brown bats one in the air. We get a pick when they're in the red zone. Next series, pick six by Mike Jack. And then, again, to close out the game, Derrick Brown on a strip sack of Matthew Stafford. And we're able to finish out the game. So it's just been one thing after another. And then we haven't played because we had the bye. Saints go to Tampa, take it to Tampa. And then last night they have this wild game where Atlanta comes back and they get a win. Late to seal the game. And so now everything's in front of the Panthers' face, right? But what's the Saints doing? They're riding high right now. You can't tell me in listening to the things come out of New Orleans, really liking what the young quarterback's doing. Defense is flying around. The young running back's playing well. You've got some guys back. And what better thing to do than to be a spoiler? There's nothing greater than to be a spoiler. And that's exactly what the Saints want to do. And Kellen Moore's starting to figure out what this team is, but I think I'm more impressed with what Tyler Shuck's doing, especially in the weather last week in Tampa. He was decisive, made quick reads, got rid of the football quick. I think he's playing extremely well.
Jake, I have to push back one piece, though, the spoiler piece. I don't know if this team wants to be the spoiler, if that makes sense. They want to win, but for me...
That's what I'm saying, dudes. Like, if this team's not going into the playoffs, you just want... And I know in the Saints locker room, think about it, Deuce. I know when we played or whenever I played, if we couldn't make the playoffs, which, thank goodness, it wasn't much. If another team was going, we wanted to ruin their chances. I mean, that's what you want to ruin their chances. So when I say spoiler, you want to beat them because it's in your division. You just want to make it miserable for somebody else in your division.
100%. No doubt about that. From that aspect, 100%. But a lot of it, and that's what I try to tell people, because some people, they get upset. They are upset that the Saints have won. You know, they won last week because it's draft positioning. Here's what you got to remember. You have a new head coach. How many of those players did that head coach draft? Outside of one draft class, he doesn't have any loyalty to really any other players outside of some guys that have signed free agent contracts or they're under a guaranteed contract. So really, for me, you've got guys that are playing to say, hey, I want to be a part of this team. You know, I know that I may not have been drafted by you or you may not have signed me as a free agent, but I want to prove that I am worthy or I am somebody that you need to look at long and hard before you release me.
I agree with you 100%. And, you know, you say that, and Kellen Moore, I just think what he's done, and I thought it was great them not playing Shuck early on. That's just my opinion. Let the kids sit and watch. Let him absorb a couple of months of the NFL game plans and things of that nature. So I go back to the Carolina days. I get to Carolina in John Fox's second year. So that in 2 years prior, they're 1-15. Then they win 7 games in John Fox's first year. But the one thing that I was told over time, and John Fox always brought it up, and it was toward the end of the season. He said, guys, he said, you're playing for your future on this tape. He goes, yes, we're not going to have everybody back, but you don't know what your tape's going to show for another team for the following year. When he took the Carolina job, the first thing he did, that team was 1-15. He watched the last 3 games of the season multiple times because he wanted to see who was still fighting with absolutely nothing left to play for. And he goes, I wanted those guys to be a part of the turnaround process. And that's exactly what Kellen Moore, if you think about it, that's exactly what Kellen Moore and this bunch is doing. They're deciding on who's going to come with us forward because we think we're laying a right foundation we don't know what's going to happen with Tyler Shough, but a kid we drafted in the second round who's showing signs, right? Can he finish out the year good? Can we build on that and then add to this roster next year?
And, Jake, certainly, as you said, everything's in front of you guys. I mean, literally. I mean, you got us, and then you haven't played Tampa yet. You haven't played them yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You got two of your last three. Tampa goes at Carolina, at Miami, home, Tampa home, Carolina. So, man, that's a wild finish.
It's definitely a wild finish, and that's the thing that was so great after the Saints went to Tampa and won last week. Everybody knew, and even the Panthers, it's like, hey, we control our own destiny, right? And it starts with the next week, and that's the Saints, because we knew there was Tampa twice with Seattle mixed in there. And then again, after last night's game, so everything, I listened to a ton of interviews from today after practice in Carolina, and it's pretty interesting you hearing those guys is like, listen, last night's game, that meant nothing to us. We're focused on the Saints. And in essence, they basically said, we got embarrassed November 9th. And the Saints came in and they whipped us. And so, listen, Bryce has struggled against the Saints. I think we've seen that. He's had one game where we were able to win, and that was Dennis Allen's final game in Carolina last year. But to open the season last year, it was a rough game, to say the least. Alante Taylor had a really good game. Chris Olave has gotten after the Saints. And then again, the last game, Saints defense did a really good job. Alante Taylor played a major part in that. So there's there's so much more at stake, because this young football team with 12 rookies on the roster for Carolina, it's young. And so it's just a young football team that's going to try to go to New Orleans and try to get a win against a team that's, dominated them a month prior.
Well, Jake, man, I appreciate you taking out a little time. I know that you have a busy schedule, and thank you for talking a little football with us. And definitely good luck tomorrow on those races. But I got to ask, I know that you headed home, but I know some store is going to be getting some of your money here very soon. And if it's not tonight, it's going to be in the morning before you head back to New Orleans. Am I correct, sir?
Well, I don't know if I'm going tonight. I think my wife went there today, Deuce. I was lucky enough to see you at Shopify's Market yesterday, and I promise you, I'll pay the light bill there. But it's worth it, man. It's worth it.
Definitely appreciate it. I know, like you said, you visit there frequently, because not only they know you as the hometown guy. He's at register 6. He's at register 5. He goes to all of the registers in the store. And so, thank you so much. You guys be safe, and good luck tomorrow. And we'll see you on Sunday, my friend.
All right, guys. Looking forward to seeing you guys on Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jake.
So I got a chance to visit with him yesterday, and it was just so funny that they told me, I was like, oh, yeah, Jake is in town. Normally we see each other in the airport when he's flying out and I was flying out, and, they just said, he's in here all the time. I'm like, really? He comes in here multiple times, sometimes twice a day. And so that was a good deal. And
all right, that was you in Lafayette.
I was in Lafayette myself with Jake, and so back in the city in New Orleans, and I didn't know that he had to go back today, because I knew he was here earlier with the races and everything. But great friend, and he's got some great insights on the game. And we'll talk a little bit more about the game here. We're going to take a little quick break. We'll talk about the game a little bit more as far as the Saints and Carolina, and then even talk possibly some more about the high school matchups, as well as the Pelicans versus the Bulls on Sunday. You're listening to Fans in the Pro, Deuce McAllister and Mike Hoss on WWL. Welcome back to Fans in the Pro with Deuce McAllister and Mike Hoss. Got a couple minutes here before we wrap up and we hand it off to kickoff with Boomer and Valenti. Mike, I want to get your opinion on what you think the Saints have to do to be successful in this game on Sundays. We're kind of flipping the script. I know that you normally get mine first, but I want your opinion, and then I'll give you my opinion.
Well, I think it always starts in the middle, right, up front. I think Carolina had this, it was kind of Chuba Hubbard was the guy kind of early, and then Rico Dowdle just exploded onto the scene, and then Chuba's runs went down, and now I feel like they're kind of a three-headed attack, right? Last week, Chuba had 17 carries, 83 yards, also a 35-yard reception. Rico had 18 carries, 58 yards, he had a 17-yarder, and Bryce had five carries and an explosive of 24. So 164 yards rushing from three cats now. So I feel like this is the hot guy. I feel like they're going to go with this three-headed monster, and they got some talent, especially catching the pass and receiving and rushing. So to me, you know, it's easy to go right to Tyler Shuck and Vele and those guys. But, man, if Carolina has the time of possession battle like they did against the Rams and wins the turnover game, it don't matter what you do on offense.
No, I agree with you. I think one of the things that it comes down, can the Saints slow down their run game again? I mean, that's basically the formula when you play the Carolina Panthers. If you can't slow that run game down, then good luck. I mean, because they will control the clock. They'll use play action. Bryce has not played well against the Saints, and so I don't know if it's just the looks or whatever it may be, but the Saints have kind of, you know, frustrated Bryce Young when they have played. And so one of the things that you know that you have to do is you have to be able to get your hands up on some of the short passes, just because he's not the tallest guy, but he will get drops, as far as deep enough drops where he can throw some of those intermediate or deep passes. One thing that I'm intrigued by when you look at the injury report, they don't have anybody really down. Last time they had a couple guys, Tet McMillan, he was coming off of, I think he had tweaked maybe a hamstring or something. They had a couple guys, maybe an offensive lineman or two that are out. This week, they're good. They're coming off of a bye week. You know, everybody will be, you know, good to go as far as injury concerned. That's for the Saints, though. They do have two guys out, Alvin Kamara being one and Richard being the other, the right tackle. But you should get Fuaga back as far as your right tackle is concerned. And, you know, outside of that, for the Saints, everybody's pretty much healthy. And so my thing for slowing down Carolina, it's still the same. You have to win the trenches. Jake DeLone talked about that as far as the Saints winning the trenches, the defensive line. The Saints' offensive line, I don't know if you can block Derrick Brown completely, but you can slow him down and then control the edges. But if you don't win the offensive line, or at least our offensive line making a stalemate against theirs, we don't have a chance. They are that good up front. They are that good up front. And so that's really, you know, winning the turnover battle is critical as well. But it's really winning the beating them up front.
Yeah, I agree. And I think one of the things that the Saints defense did so well last week with the passes knocked down at the line of scrimmage early and by defensive linemen, you know, right away you're kind of in Baker's head, right? They had four PDs from a linebacker or the defensive front. Now, Carolina is very good at this as well, right? Derrick Brown knocking down balls. But when you can get, if you get in Bryce's head and you cut down his throwing lane by getting your hands up, I mean, I think that really, you know, tightens him up, but they got to be disciplined, right? We saw it with Baker last week. You got to be disciplined with Bryce in the same way that you got to be disciplined with Baker.
Yeah, and Bryce is not a guy that wants to run, but he will run. He's not a guy that's exactly looking to run, but he will run. And so that's where you're in the defensive tackles as well as your defensive end, having a plan where we're all not just rushing the quarterback wildly and loosely. And so, you know, it's going to be an intriguing matchup. Carolina Panthers playing for, first in the NFC South. The Saints playing to prove that, hey, we're a better team than our record shows, and we're going to continue to fight. And so we've got a good one this Sunday at 3:25, and you can obviously catch us on the WWL if you're, and if not, you can tune in on the free Odyssey app, WWL 870. Even if you're at the Superdome, you can shoot me and Mike and Robert a text and fuss at us and tell us what always tell us. You're behind. You need
too much. The delay is
you're
too
delayed.
Much.
You're delayed. And so we'll get that fixed, of course. But, you know, definitely check us out on the air. We're going to go to a quick break here. You're listening to Fans in the Pro with Deuce McAllister and Mike. Wrapping up Fans in the Pro here, Deuce McAllister with Mike Hoss. I got to shout out Magazine Pizza for feeding our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine, dine in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pasta, sandwiches, wings, and salad. MagazinePizza.com. Coming up at the 6 o'clock hour, we have kickoff with Boomer and Valenti at 7 o'clock. Now, this is where you gotta, you know, hey, we want you to listen to Boomer and Valenti, but you gotta check out our guys on the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. They will have the final. They'll give you the updated scores of everything that happened yesterday as well as today, but they will have the Archbishop Shaw and St. Charles Catholic game that will be here on WWL and the free Odyssey app. in Coach Brent and the team. Looking forward to listening and hearing that. Mike, I got a couple minutes here. I want to get your final thoughts and want you to make sure that, hey, enjoy it. Enjoy the wedding. You know, you may not get to do all of the fun stuff that the rest of the family gets to do because you got to get back on the plane. But just want to get your final thoughts on, you know, our Pelicans as they take on the Bulls on Sunday. The upcoming matchup, Tulane, Ole Miss. We didn't get into that game a lot, but, you know, obviously the Saints and Carolina, we did.
Well, I'll give you just a couple final things, Nick, because I know we're getting close to the top of the hour. Two things. You got two games tomorrow. You got Ruston and Ouachita Parish first. They're at noon. You're going to that Carson All game. Go early.
So what do you call tickets, early? I want to hear what you call early.
Well, if you go into the car game and you don't care about the Ruston game, you can't show up at 3 o'clock tomorrow, right? It's general admission. So you just buying a ticket and then you go find a seat. So you've already got a game going on. So you can't show up at 3, 2. If you're going to go, make it a day. Go get, if you, most of them, I hope have their tickets, but you know, we're trying to help both schools and everybody that we don't think that people want to show up at 3 o'clock for a 3:30 kick. And, you know, and it's going to be easy. It won't, but we hope that will happen. We hope people will get there early and enjoy Ruston, Ouachita Parish. Cause guess what? They don't have to leave. We're not cleaning out the building. Right. So it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great day of football.
I think you gave some people some great information. The game before, they do not have to leave. They are not being kicked out. So, yes, the over just went up as far as the matchup is concerned. And so that kick is for 3:30. You better get there early for the Carr St. Aug matchup. Man, thank you guys so much for listening to Fans in the Pro. Myself, Mike Haas, safe travels back to New Orleans, my friend. Charlie, thank you, sir. For manning the ship, and you know, everyone that puts on a great production here at WWL. I don't know how y'all messed up and let me sit in the main chair again, man. And then they like, he's hitting the wrong buttons. Nope, I hit it on purpose. But it's always a pleasure. You guys stay safe. Enjoy those championship games tonight. Pelicans, one more. We just don't worry about getting 30. We need one more. Saints, we need another victory. We good. We out. Fans in the Pro, Deuce and Mike.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.